CPA Mobile.
N0DR. Oh, sitting here watching the FBI. Don't tell me you've been playing tennis.
I won't tell you if I've been out playing tennis. But it was indoors. It was in the bubble. In fact, we got about 30 minutes free because, you know, we hadn't finished, and there's only two courts. The other group left, and we stayed about 40 minutes past our time, but nobody came in and wanted a court, so we just kept playing, and they'd run us off, so... So anyway, that's the name of that thing, but it is cold out here. My dang tire light's on. You know, those round things that go round and round on your car.
Got low pressure?
Haven't said nothing yet, but, you know, it could start talking at any time now. Wouldn't surprise me.
Everybody loves a smart, never mind. Well, it's 27, Dave. You'll have to put up with the TV in the background. Bernice don't watch much TV, but she likes this FBI stuff. 27, north wind, not very high, and feels like 19 degrees. Man. Well, I'm sitting there eating a cinnamon roll, just a half of one. From that new donut shop. I think I told you about that, didn't I, down there by the 7-Eleven? It's called Apple Donuts, and they're having a grand opening. I'm telling you, they're about as far uptown as you can get. They are an exceptional place.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah, I don't know if you told me about that or not. You probably did. I kind of put that stuff out of my mind because... I know I'm not going there. So, man, it's been like 20 plus years since I had a Krispy Kreme donut. Oh, God. I could eat about half a dozen of those glazed right now.
Sorry, Dave, I forgot. You don't do sugar, that's right. Well, I apologize. I never thought of it, but I really did enjoy it. These are the heart-healthy kind.
Healthy donut is the one you haven't eaten yet.
In response, Bernice, you said the only heart healthy donut is the one you haven't eaten yet. Well, I'd have to concur with those findings.
Well, you know, people, I remember when I started on this, I just call it a lifestyle change because I remember the pastor and I started at the same time. And I remember we lost, you know, I don't know how much weight he lost. I lost about right at 50 pounds. And so anyway, so and people start going, yeah, y'all need to quit losing weight, you know. And we just look at them and laugh because, I mean, yeah, if we stopped doing it, if we just went back to eating like we did, we just gained it all back and then some.
Yeah, you know, that's something I never made fun of. Both my sisters, if they looked at food, they gained. And my brother and I, we could eat a horse and never gained a pound, Dave. Anything that we wanted to eat all of our lives, I'm sorry for them. And they'd go on a diet, and they'd lose a little bit of weight, and then turn right around and gain it back. I've seen that so many times, all these various diets and that. And then this bariatric surgery, I don't know how many people I've known that had that done, and they gain it back. I didn't know that was possible, even.
I've noticed the people on television have had that done, and some people, I really can't name anybody, but I don't really know them that well, but I know them good enough to know they've had the surgery, and you know, they years ago, and they've gained it back. I don't know how you do that, but I guess I mean, obviously you can after a period of time. You can. I know you can at first if it works right, because you'll just throw up if you eat too much.
Yeah, it's a rough go. I'll tell you, it's like an addiction. But they didn't eat that much, whereas I did. My sisters didn't. And they still gained. So it got something to do with genetics, because my dad was heavy. My mom was skinny. And so they took after dad, and we took after mom. But c'est la vie. Well, it's supposed to be better for several days, and then another big drop, I think, Saturday, one at Bernice. And I went out to the chickens today. They've started laying again, thank goodness. But I couldn't stay out there very long. I had to wear a mask and a big parka. But at any rate, well, I'm glad you had fun, got to play inside. I imagine those courts are kind of busy when the weather's cold outside. This is in 0TR.
P4CBA. Yeah, you know, if the wind wasn't blowing, it wouldn't be, you know, just awful, but I can't stand that wind. I mean, it just cuts like a knife, at least to me it does. And, but anyway, well, let's see, you don't really do much contesting. I don't either. I was on the radio a little bit this past weekend, and I noticed, FTA was just going crazy from 10 meters on down. It was just, you know, didn't hear anything on 50. Megahertz, but on 6 meters, but everything else is pretty busy.
Well, I haven't felt good until last night. I started feeling better and better today, so I really hadn't been working that much. I did talk to a fella in Siberia and one in England the other day, and one in Germany, but last night I talked to, well, that fella on 20 meters in Siberia, and then that was sideband. It was good signal he had. And then this in the 6th, November 6th, Whiskey Mike / Maritime Mobile, that's the, they're going out to Clipperton Island. It's a de-expedition. The guys, a lot of times, they'll make contacts in CW going across the ocean. Almost all the expedition guys do. So I just went ahead and worked him. He's from up in the northeast. And then one in Slovenia on 80. And then Roberto in El Salvador. And then one by one call. I like those. K4W. He was in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they've had something else going on, and it's a WWA, Worldwide Association, and this one was II4, which is Italy, of course, and they call it a worldwide award. Well, I don't send off for awards. I did many, many years ago since I ever done that, but I always work them if I hear them, so I went ahead and worked it.
Busy, and I did some FT8, and then I switched over to FT4 when I got to 20 meters, and you know, wasn't as crowded and busy. But anyway, but it was a lot of fun. I'll tell you. But I guess my tire light's not gonna go off. I guess my right front tire's not gonna get to 29 degrees. And so my light won't go off. I guess I'm gonna have to put some air in it, in all of them.
Could be your spare, couldn't it?
Not on this truck. It doesn't have a sensor in the spare. It does on my daughter has a 4Runner that's, I don't know, it's a 2012, I think, but hers isn't this style. It's more of a, I don't know what you call it, you know, family oriented. This thing here is like a, you know, jacked up and got big tires on it, and it's a 4x4 and all that. It's an X series. And so anyway, her spare, you have to, it actually shows it on the tire lights like mine, but it actually shows the pressure in hers. All her tires were at 29 PSI, every single one of them. So I bumped them up to, I think, 34, and because they were already a little warm because she had driven over here from Easley, so she ought to be in good shape for a while.
Ones on the Avalon here are 35. Now, the other ones on the 2011 was 32. I don't know the why of that. I just know that that's what they're supposed to have in them. So I checked them the other day, and I checked the spare. This is the first car we ever owned that didn't have a full-size spare. It's still pretty good size. It doesn't look like one of them little bitty donut things, but I guess it's got an 18-inch rim on it. But I hope I never have to use it.
If it's not a full-size spare, those things hold 60 PSI. So you probably need to check it. I bet your money it doesn't have that much air in it. I used to check people's spare all the time when I'd change their oil. And most of them, the majority of them would be about 30 pounds. And it says right on the tire, 60 PSI, big letters, you know. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here at the garage, so I'm going to pull in and go in the house. Have a good evening, and glad you're feeling better. Enjoy the QSO. Thanks for the ride home. And I'll stick around for your final. N0TR KB4CBA.
Okie doke, Dave. And you're absolutely right. I was surprised. I always check on the tire and I check on the doors of the car for the regular tires on the car. But that spare was 50 PSI on this one. And I think it might have been 60. I don't know. I put in there what it said on it anyways. Ended up to 50, and then I looked at the side of it first, but you're right as rain, as usual. But I think this one's 50 pounds. Anyways, really enjoyed it. Pleasure's all mine, sir. Nice to talk to you this evening. And glad you had a nice game. Talk to you tomorrow if I hear you on. KB4CBA N0CR73. Oh, I talked to Gus in Florida today on here. And, really enjoyed that. Well, the A4TH. See you later. This is N0TR. Good night, Dave.